1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight on our own if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses, including George Washington, USC, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels returned to the stand. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there.
The jury was captivated as Stormy Daniels sparred with defense attorney Susan Nicholas. There's no way to know how the jurors took in the more explicit details, and the defense said they were so prejudicial it warranted a mistrial, but the judge said absolutely not. Because Donald Trump denies having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury is left to decide who to believe.
It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, won't be called until next week. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Power companies building a high-voltage power line linking Iowa and Wisconsin completed a land deal to build part of the line through a fish and wildlife refuge in Grant County. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the crossing, but a federal appeals court overturned a lower court ruling blocking the project earlier this week. Ballot drop boxes may reopen in Wisconsin this year. The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. Dropbox opponents say they're vehicles for voter fraud. Brenna Godard is a voting expert with the University of Wisconsin Law School.
And we just haven't seen that borne out. There have been surveys and studies that drop boxes were not tampered with or interfered with in this way that would affect the election.
Godard speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison has $31 million more than it budgeted for the year. The city took in a lot more revenue and spent much less than expected. The city's finance director tells the State Journal it's due to high interest income and job vacancies. The city was able to increase its rainy day fund to $83 million. The news comes as the city expects a $27 million shortfall next year. The city council's finance committee gets a budget update in June. Wisconsin's top orchestra will perform with the next generation of musicians next week. The Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Philharmonia Orchestra and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will perform together in concert on Saturday night, the 18th, at UW-Madison's Meade-Witter School of Music. The WISO side-by-side project started in 2006. It includes a full day of rehearsals and mentoring. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in double A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for four. And then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with an isolated thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Our high today, 67. Tonight, down to 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with an afternoon thunderstorm possible and a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich LoCascio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
The gentlelady will suspend. Order.
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 English guy. Order!
What a clown show. Oh my God. There was discussion before the show. Do we go with the Curb Your Enthusiasm music or the Veep music? Either one works. I don't. She's like a condom with a hole in it. I don't even get what the point of her is.
I don't even know why they call her.
What is her purpose?
I don't even know why they call her a gentle lady. She's not gentle.
She's a little rough. Looks like she's been rode hard and put up wood.
Well, she has been.
That's what
Goodness
I'm saying.
Goodness gracious.
By many CrossFit coaches.
Dudes. Okay. Wow.
Or so, maybe even ladies. Who knows?
Boo. Boo.
It's like Snoopy at the...
Wow. Wow. What an absolute show of a party. I don't even know. We need a new t-shirt. I wore yesterday. My Republicans really are that. They really are that horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So Christy, no, it looks like her. I guess you can just play the Veep music for her too.
Yeah.
It looks like her book tour has been canceled. I don't know why. It's going so well.
Even Megyn Kelly was
making
fun of her. Yes, Megyn
Kelly said she's done.
Fun of her hair.
I just say, we are not shallow and catty. Like,
oh, I am.
Oh, you are, but you're a homo. Both Jody and I have gone on record as saying Christy Noem is objectively a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what though?
Megyn Kelly's so catty. She said, you know, she's toast in the tours or whatever. That's all. But then she's like, oh, and that hair. What's she doing with that hair?
The shot of her recording the book, and her hair was kind of weird.
Christy Noem used to be a naturally very, very pretty woman.
She guilfoiled herself?
But now she's totally guilfoiled. And it's like a little too much.
She got them fancy Texas pageant teeth for nothing.
Well, and also her skin looks like, it's like thick now.
Can she take those? Can she return those? Like clacky comedy teeth? Can she mail them back to Texas and get a refund? Or maybe I could walk back. Fancy pageant walk back to Texas. Okay.
She just doesn't look natural anymore.
She's beautiful. Whatever. She's objectively pretty, I would say.
Something to be said about someone who's a little too cold.
She and Hope Hicks, they're beautiful. Right. Just, you know, ugly on the inside. Just an ugly, decaying, worm-infested...
No, that's
okay,
all right.
Okay. Okay, worms.
Can we just say, let's talk about the worms again. Okay, so Hal Sparks, who joins us today, sexy liberal, who will be lighting up the stage at the Barrymore and in Madison,
only
Wisconsin,
a few more
Saturday.
Tickets. Only a few more tickets.
Yes. Left.
Get them.
Get it. Sexyliberal.com. Where was I? He got to this joke first. He got to the joke first about the worm. He said the worm starved to death. He was the one that said, because it's a brain worm. So the part where it ate part of his brain first, I did not have zombies on my bingo card for 2024. As weird a year as this is.
The thing is, this happened 20 years ago during his divorce. That's when he disclosed it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then some. Right. Isn't he supposed to be the healthier, younger candidate?
Right.
And he has...
He's had brain worms for 20
and
years?
And he said cognitive problems because of the...
He has a dead larva of a worm in his brain.
Somebody else said that the worm died of a nut allergy, which is also funny.
He also said he had mercury poisoning, which you had.
Right, I did.
Yeah. So you have something in common with him.
I was having tuna every day for lunch. That's and then a lot of sushi, but fill in your own lesbian joke there. It doesn't matter. Okay. Here's my point. Leave it to Republicans to not only be awful, but just to ruin all the fun. We're having a lot of fun with the brain worm. And this despicable a-hole, a Republican member of, what's his name? Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he made a political assassination joke about a Kennedy.
That's hilarious.
Ha, ha. He said you either die a Kennedy with a hole in the brain or live long enough to become a Kennedy with a hole in the brain.
That's just sad and gross.
That gathered applause from some MAGA right-wing pundits like Laura Loomer and whatever, because that's, you know, hilarious.
Say that on the floor of the House?
Why is it always about death? Why are there quote-unquote jokes always about death?
And his own, it's not even just that he's a Kennedy. It was his own father was shot.
Yeah, and it's almost the anniversary of one of the anniversaries of Robert Kennedy's assassination. I literally feel like they're trying to out-awful each other. It's like, oh, you shot a puppy in the face. Well, hold my beer. Right? I mean, really? I'm going to vote against cancer research because I'm like, oh, my God.
There's a certain right-wing talk radio element that loves that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, look at speaking of joke, that was supposed to be a joke, Commander Meet Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's always about murder or death or something horrible that they, you know. And we always say with Republicans, the cruelty is the point, you know, but like, I don't even know what to say anymore that I apparently even for Megyn Kelly, this was too much. The cruelty is the point, but just you should lie about it, I guess, is their usual play. Megyn Kelly said she's done. She's toast. I mean, Trump likes her because she's been in his camp since very early on. He likes that. But Trump, say what you will about him, is not dumb. Yes, he is. And he knows she's a loser and she'll hurt his ticket and violate the number one rule. The only rule is picking a vice president who is do no harm.
Right, what Daddy? Mr. Goldwater
Papa,
meant
can you
to
hear
say.
Me?
What Barry meant to say.
No, that was Barry's job on the ticket. My dad was the janitor.
Yeah.
Which is weird because his dad was a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. She said, what's that weird extra oomph of glam that she's doing? Her hair, I don't know. And then she said, and she's got about as much truth in that head of hair as she does in the book. She's trying. God, Megyn Kelly's just.
Have you seen Megyn Kelly's hair?
Very catty.
Have you seen Megyn Kelly's hair?
They all have that same fox hair.
It's stringy.
Oh, dear.
She needs some volume.
Yeah, you're right. It is thinner than
it is.
Although we fully support her SiriusXM colleague here. Okay.
I'm sure her show is wonderful. I do actually tune into her from time to time.
Okay. All right.
So.
Oh, should we get to my hate mail?
Oh. Did we get caught in the shrapnel?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
Let's do it.
Let's read it.
No, some people are pro-new ring light, and some people are anti. Everybody's got an opinion. A lot of people love the Ali Velshi interview.
I loved it.
I did, too. I thought it was great.
It was our,
thank you very much.
It was
our
happy hour extra yesterday. So
was
if you'd like
it?
To
thank
hear
you.
It again.
He is a delight, and I thought it was a fantastic,
so
fun conversation. Rain begs to differ.
Oh.
Ali Velshi interview, your joke was rude. Not even funny at all.
Huh? Which joke?
She didn't say. But at least you let him talk about his book for a second before you stepped on him. So that's something. All right.
She doesn't like your interview style, Stephanie.
Thanks for that. Can I just say I already hate everyone this morning? You want to know why? Because guess who was on Morning Joe just before I came down?
Hillary
Clinton. Have I ever mentioned that I will die mad about what happened in 2016?
No, I've never heard that before.
Specifically on Morning Joe?
Okay. I've never heard that before.
There she was, warm, lovely. Brilliant, smart, laughing. Lovely, presidential.
Mm-hmm. Laughing.
Yeah. Successful Broadway producer now. Mm-hmm. I can't help but flash back to them beating up on her. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not just them, but the media had a lot to do with what happened in 2016. And it just letting Donald Trump call in and, oh, ho, ho, Donald. I'll never forget both of them just chuckling it up with Trump. Oh, this is so fun. Oh, my God. And now the New York Times, right? They're like, by the way, when they're like, oh, what are we supposed to be, a campaign of the Biden, arm of the Biden camp? No. But you're supposed to order bad coverage because you're in a snit because he won't do an interview with you? How is that journalism? I'm just so sick of, like, you know, whatever, it's John Stewart or whoever, like, oh, am I supposed to work for the Biden camp? But no, we've never gotten a dime from the DNC or a Biden campaign or any other campaign.
Hillary's never been on this show, and we've been extraordinarily nice to her.
Thank you.
Historically.
But it's just everybody, you get accused immediately of, like, being on the dime of XYZ. But do you think we'd be working here? I can't even cover those wires properly. Look at this thing. I can't put it anywhere else because it's going to collapse. Anyway, what was my point? Clearly, I'm not taking any money from anyone. Okay. I'm in a mood. Also because of... What did Tristan Snell tell us? This is what Donald Trump does every time since... 11 billion years ago is go after the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, so now what, the Georgia Court of Appeals is going to hear yet another ridiculous appeal about removing Fannie Willis over her personal life. And then this, oh my God, Judge Engoron under investigation for, so some, I'm going to guess Trumpy lawyer. This is so ridiculous. The judge who ordered Trump to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in a civil fraud case is now under investigation. A high-profile New York real estate lawyer. Oh, gee, I wonder who he likes. Mm. Whose law license was once suspended said he approached the judge presiding over Trump's civil fraud case to offer unsolicited advice about a law at issue in the case. The judge denied impropriety and said he was wholly uninfluenced by Mr. Bailey. I think he made one same ridiculous argument that Trump and his attorneys tried to, or something. Mm-hmm. How is this? This is the problem. Is it because anybody can just go like, oh, well, now they need to be under investigation. Now we need to throw out the whole case or judgment or whatever. I hate everybody so much. Oh, except for Paula Poundstone, who at least is honest. She tweets, Dear Stephanie Miller of The Stephanie Miller Show, I have something to confess to you. I so love your messed up phone system. I have personally gone under your house to chew wires manually many times. Hello? Hello? Well, something we didn't think of. Check for rats. Didn't check for legendary comedians in my crawl space, did I?
That's your fault. That's on you.
Okay. M. McConnell, as... loaded for bear as I am, said, I haven't gotten over my outrage that a white Republican judge and white Republican lawyers were able to buy an insurrectionist traitor time to avoid responsibility by smearing a black woman DA for dating a colleague. A grotesque injustice and disgusting episode. Mm-hmm. I hate everyone except you two.
You hate us.
No.
No, you do.
No.
No, you do.
I'm having a sexy liberal tour stress dreams. Look, I look like I slept on a heating grate. I'm only two shows in. So listen, go. If you love America, go to sexyliberal.com. Also, Live Nation, our fantastic partners, Live Nation and NS2, this is concert week.
It is.
They do this every year. Yep. For a week, they put all of their shows, including ours, on sale in select cities.
Uh-huh.
So you got to check your city because it's up to the venues and whatever.
Right.
I basically, remember how I've always been like a figurehead, like the queen, like I have no real job here? It's even less now.
Yeah.
It's a really, like, a big professional tour. I have no idea. I have nothing to do with anything. I just show up.
Right.
and I tell the fart jokes.
The vast majority of cities that you're going to are on sale for $25 just this week.
Right, and that's all of it. So you, if you go to, where is it, livenation.com/concertweek.
Yes.
And in some markets, they're, it depends on the venue. They can be even less. But for all the people that, you know, could only afford the virtual show and can't go to a live show, this is really exciting for us.
It is.
We've tried to keep ticket prices low as it is.
Right.
But this is like a, this now is the time to do it. It is until this coming Wednesday, correct? We started yesterday.
Right.
Live Nation did. Yeah, and then,
doing it for a week.
Yeah. So go, go, go.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you still want the VIP packages, merch, and hotel deals in each city, go to sexyliberal.com.
Right. Yes. That's where the VIP is a separate ticket this time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So go there. Please. Oh, by the way. Oh.
Well, the VIP is
a letter.
An add-on.
I've got a letter I got to read to you when I get back about.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the VIP this time. Yeah. We need it. We need it. Yeah. We need the hugging and the crying and the laughing.
The VIP is an add-on package to the ticket that you buy.
Yes.
So yes. I just want to make that clear.
Exactly. Except the only... Sorry. This is like... I feel like we're a disclaimer on a package of potato chips. But Chicago is not part of the Live Nation tour technically because that went on sale a long time ago because it's the special DNC show. So that is the way we normally did things. So just go to sexyliberal.com
for
the Chicago August DNC show.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we done with the disclaimers?
Just talking about it. I haven't even done. I've only done 2 cities of the 15, and I'm like...
Some settling may have occurred.
Oh, in me. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by... Oh, can I just tell you how much easier touring is with my Cozy Earth pajamas?
Oh,
at least
I
have some softness from home.
Yeah.
Some people even bring their sheets. That's that kind of easy.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you can't... If you, hotel sheets, it doesn't even matter if you're at a really, really nice hotel. I'm telling you, they're not Cozy Earth sheets. This is why they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35%. Made with viscose from bamboo. Famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Cool, decadent softness. Ooh.
Oh.
Guess what's fun to travel in? The what you call it? The joggers, the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew. Oh, so soft. You can be all snuggly all the way there.
Yeah.
Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com now for 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off, CozyEarth.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
We are all here to save the world.
We're on a mission from God.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour is underway. And now, Madison, Wisconsin.
Adorning Wisconsin.
Saturday, May 11th at the Barrymore Theater.
Well, I got this kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petting every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Ladiventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 11th in Madison at the Barrymore. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yeah.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's the Karen in Chicago show with her trusty sidekick, little Steffi Miller. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Okay, so if I have a little bit of time here, I just wanted to ask you guys, I've been dying to ask you guys if you've been tuning into John Mulaney's live show. Everybody's in LA.
I saw a couple minutes, and yeah. I was done after all the homophobic jokes on the What's his name?
Oh yeah.
Tom Brady roast. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can I just make a point to my friend here, Chris LaVoy?
Right.
Because he was talking about, like, it really is male. Like, the jokes are about being, mm-hmm. you know, it's like that macho locker room stuff that guys like Chris have put up with all their life. Like, because I have to be honest, like, I've never really experienced homophobia. This is why, like, you know, our friend Shelley Wright, I always loved what she said about it's important for those of us that can hide not to.
Right.
Because, you know, like pretty mm-hmm. women like her, she's never, you know, she didn't experience homophobia before she came out, you know. And so it just, I don't know.
Right.
I just was struck by it because I thought, you know, all I've gotten is jokes about three ways when a guy finds out I'm gay. Whereas, like, gay men like
yes.
Chris have put up with this kind of towel-snapping bolt their whole life.
Well, I got
you know?
Called, you know, the F word, you know, way before even I figured it out. So,
yeah.
you know, everybody else sussed it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like,
yeah. yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't realize in 2024 it's still a punchline for a guy to
absolutely.
Be gay. That clearly, first of all, is not gay. Like Tom Brady or somebody, it's like, oh, ha, 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 wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
sorry, Karen.
First of all, I mean, I wouldn't watch anything that has anything to do with Tom Brady, number one. Number two, yeah, it's like this whole thing about these men being so, you know, like even Jerry Seinfeld, you know, where it's like, oh, we're being canceled. It's like, no, you guys don't understand. It's not
and he blames
canceled.
The left. He it's specifically blames the left.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This is the thing. I'm assuming that as human beings, we progress, right? That's where we want to go. We want to progress. And so just because something was funny in the 90s We've moved beyond that. The market is changing, and you adapt to the market. So if people don't want to tune in and pay for your tickets to see your show, well, then that's it. Yeah. That's just the consequences, and it's a free market.
Right. It's entirely up to the audience to buy the tickets.
And by the way, that's why I actually love the John Mulaney horse in a hospital bit, because it was funny, but it was perfect about the sort of, insanity that we're living through of Trump. I mean, I think Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, Seth Meyers are doing some of the best work of their lives. And they're not, you know, killing comedy from being by the left. They're just commenting really accurately about the these crazy times we're living in. And that Donald Trump is even a possibility again. 29 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch next.
Hey, Ronnie.
Oh, hey, Jenny.
What's up this weekend?
Well, Stacy's parents are going out of town, so we thought we'd get her brother to get us some weed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I figure we'll just hang out and get high like we always do. Huh. And munch out on chips so we've got a ferocious case of acne till we're 25, and maybe put on another 8 or 9 pounds.
Pretty.
Well, you know, it really won't matter if my jeans don't fit, you know, because Stacy's brother's dope head friends will just be trying to get me out of them anyway.
That's true.
And since I'll be baked, too, I'll let him.
Hey, didn't one of those guys give Laura, like, chlamydia?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing with pot. You feel relaxed, so you really don't worry about what you're doing or who you're doing it with.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, you have a great time. And since I won't be seen with you after the guy you're with this weekend tells the whole school you're a slut, have a really nice life, too, okay?
Oh, hey, thanks.
Okay.
When you know the real effects of marijuana, it's not so funny. A message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not gonna get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Say one thing about this court case. I think that this guy is the evangelical's pick, and an adult film star is sitting in a criminal court talking about having sex with him when she was in her 20s. I'm just saying, like, I don't think we should be so cynical that we think this is completely priced in. Look.
Thank you, Molly on Fest. Thank you. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, I'm wearing my Wokey McWokerson shirt because we are, if you like your comedy, woke and, you know, punching up and not down.
Right.
Just saying. Sexyliberal.com. I mentioned I was going to read this letter real quick just because there's always one letter that makes me cry, but realizes, you know, makes me realize why we all need each other. And I get some of my sanity, too, from the other comedians. Like Karen said, she gets all her news from comedians because it's the only people that make you feel like you're not taking crazy pills, right? Mm-hmm. Kathleen, who I know, I remember from Chicago, said, Steph, I'm not sure if you remember us, but my son, who was in a wheelchair, and I attended a number of your Sexy Liberal shows, both in Madison and Chicago. I do remember, Kathleen. He always made sure to give you a kiss. He had such a crush on you. I will send you some pics in a separate email in case you don't recall us. Last Thursday, my beautiful, loving, smart, courageous, funny, my heart, my son, Robert, passed away from colon cancer. I'd like to thank you, Hal, John, Frangel, and all the Sexy Liberals for bringing him so much joy through all the years. We both always enjoyed your shows and visiting with you afterwards. Anyway, Kathleen, I'm so sorry. I do remember him. He was a sweet, sweet kid. And it's just, that's the kind of stuff that happens at Sexy Liberal, at the meet and greets. People share, you know, their parents' journey with Alzheimer's and losing them like I did with my mom. And, you know, just other really personal stuff that, because we're all going through stuff on top of this relentless, you know, just chaotic. It's not even a cycle anymore, right? What is it, 8 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. So it's, you know what? It's because of guys like this I can survive. This guy.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hiya, Carl. Hi.
Good morning. I've been thinking a little bit this week about a few converging news stories. Do you think that Kristi Noem now wishes that she talked to Donald Trump about rolled up magazines or
That is comedy. You piece together in a beautiful tapestry all of the main stories.
Coming out with a new album, Tapestry, later this week.
Yeah, it's just, it really is hard, though, to get your mind around how awful this version of the Republican Party is. We were just talking about this latest Republican that made a Kennedy assassination joke. Just when we're all having fun with the brain worm, you're like, oh, God, really? You just have to make everything awful. I mean, okay.
Also, like, I shouldn't read the New York Times without a warning in the article that says, what you are about to read, you will never be able to, you know, wash out of your mind.
Yes.
I did not need to know about spanking Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, and I made a joke about it, famous presidential quotes, you know, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. That's not what your country can do for you. Can you spank me with a rolled-up magazine with my face on it? I mean, Carl, it's funny because it's the only way we can survive it, but it's also so sad for just America and the presidency, isn't it? It's just gross what we're witnessing.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
he
no.
Froze.
Carl froze. He froze in horror.
He's, oh, no.
He froze.
He agrees.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Go ahead.
Not to be... not sure what's up with our internet of late, but I feel like
really Must the internet take Carl?
The B-bomb much full at this point.
You know what? We missed it pretty much every word.
There, all right, Carl. Try one more time.
Better without the video. Can you see me?
Yeah.
It's better.
I will work on a hardwired approach for the future.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the bingo card is full. The cup runneth over at this point. The last 4 years plus the 4 years of Trump, every conceivable crazy thing that could happen with the right in this country has happened.
Yeah.
These court cases to others and everything in between.
I mean, Carl, who is this? Ms. Resistance Stevie tweets, Steph, Wednesday you read a tweet by Black Knight asking what kind of guy tells a woman he's about to sleep with she reminds him of his daughter. The same man who sat next to Howard Stern while he commented on his daughter being a piece of ass and says nothing. Mm-hmm. I remember that, Carl. And I don't know about you. My dad would have punched him. the level of decency, indecency was already so low. And this is like a zillion years ago, right? When can you imagine, you know, I don't know. It's hard. Like I say, it's hard to imagine him getting grosser, but he does.
Well, I don't think, I think what we liberals get wrong is that the Christian right does not support Donald Trump because he's a Christian or because he does Christian things. They support him because they're not Christian. And all they care about is the far right agenda being advanced. And so whatever vessel is capable of doing that for them, they will support.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, I know what you were thinking. Is that hypothetical doesn't really work because I was never a piece of ass.
Well,
so I would look more like a little Armenian boy with a unibrow.
You've had a spectacular
so
ass.
So Howard Stern would never have said I was a piece of ass.
Oh. He did say you were attractive once.
Thank you. That's good enough.
All right.
Okay. But Carl, you know, I...
You say he said she was attractive, or he said you were attractive once?
He said once that she was attractive.
Thanks to Jenny Sol and Dr. Nicole, I grew out of the Armenian boy phase.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Carl, I don't... Rick Wilson tweeted it. Number one, heroin, sex addict, brainworm guy. Two, diaper felon, rapey dictator guy. Three, Joe Biden. Any questions? I mean, I was saying, I didn't have zombies on my bingo card for 24, but apparently the worm has also eaten part of Bobby Kennedy's brain. And he's running as the younger, healthier alternative
right.
to, yeah,
right.
okay, Joe Biden.
Well, and you know, he's got the billionaire running mate to match. Mm-hmm. It is, you cannot predict this. What you can predict is that one thing is true of this election that's been true of every election of late, which is that simply showing up to vote is not enough. And, you know, the outcome that people fear can be a reality if they don't do more than vote.
Yeah. This is how horrifying this morning's headline, Barron Trump to enter politics as Florida delegate at the GOP convention.
Does that make him fair game?
It does.
Pardon?
Does that make him fair game?
Yes, it does.
He's 18. He was picked by the Republican Party as a delegate to the RNC.
There you go.
Yeah, he's fair game now. He threw his hat in. He's
he
fair
did.
Game.
Oh, boy. He did.
Okay.
He's an adult. He can do it.
Okay.
I don't think any of these kids should ever be fair game, but I think using your child as an excuse in court and then not following through on your stated objective is pretty reprehensible.
I got to say, Angela Claire tweets, isn't it ironic that Trumpistas keep complaining about how Democrats stole 2020 from them? Well, in a courtroom in New York, there's more and more proof that Trump stole 2016 from Hillary Clinton. Madam Secretary, please sue him for defamation within an inch of his existence. I was saying, Carl, I got set off because she was on Morning Joe. And Mika's like, and our good friend Hillary Clinton. I'm like, really? When did that happen? Because you treated her like crap in the 2016 election. It was, you know, not they weren't the only ones, Carl. But oh, my God. You know, and let Trump literally phone it in every morning and just yuck it up with him. And it just, I don't know when, I'm hoping this has stopped being funny to people, Carl, what we're staring down the barrel of. We are cricket. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think for most people, it's not funny at all. It's terrifying. Yeah. And it's anxiety inducing. And, you know, the only way through it is to not, you know, be an ostrich and put our head in the sand. The only way through it is to face it head on and push through it together so that you know, in November, we wake up and Joe Biden has been reelected.
What's going to matter this election cycle? We literally, where's, do we have this audio? Hold, please.
Which one?
So the, what do you call it? Marjorie Taylor Greene made a motion to vacate. Democrats had to help save their latest horrible speaker. And then they're on the floor. Eight. Here we go. This is what they're doing. Debbie, let's go.
I was proud to lead the House Republican effort to protect our gas stoves. And I am proud again to lead this effort to protect our home appliances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The war on appliances, Carl. Meanwhile, the president was in Wisconsin saving the millions of jobs that Donald Trump promised to. President Biden announces $3.3 billion investment in Wisconsin that will create thousands of jobs on the exact same site where Trump promised a major plant and then failed to deliver.
Yep.
We're going to I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow, Carl. And this is, people remember this hit there. 83,500 jobs left Wisconsin, the president said during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch. Thus far, since I've come to office, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin, and we're creating thousands more here in Racine. Will anything that used to matter still matter, Carl?
I don't know. I thought that the comments about appliances was remarkably poignant and consistent. My understanding is that they're most concerned about egg beaters as a possibility that one of the eggs in the dozen could be a fertilized embryo.
I see what you did there. Look at you weaving all the big stories together in a delightful comedy tapestry again.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
And not for scrambled eggs. But look, when they've accomplished so little, they will grasp at straws to try and sound like they've done anything of substance.
Yeah.
And they have. I will say that I've never been so happy for bipartisanship than to hear the booing of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, I don't even know what to say of this hot mess of a party where, you know, they think joking about puppy shooting and Kennedy assassinations counts for humor, right?
Well, it doesn't just count for humor, right? We've talked before about how right-wing humor is how much you can offend the left,
right?
And cruelty being the point. And I think Kristi Noem's book is a textbook textbook of how that is supposedly done. And people keep saying on cable news, why didn't her people catch this? Are you kidding me? Her people helped make this happen because they assumed that, being a governor who would shoot their own dog would rankle the left and therefore earn her supporters on the right.
Yeah.
It hasn't been for her, but that is the outcome.
That's what Chris always says, own the libs, right? Don't underestimate.
Yeah.
I mean, can I have my tiniest of violins? Just this last story before you go, Carl. This is a tragedy. Fox and Friends meltdown over Boy Scouts changing their name to the Boy Scouts are dead. Boy Scouts of America announced they'll officially be changing their name to Scouting America 5 years after they started admitting girls into the once boys only administration. Fox News hosts are warning the quote-unquote tragedy. They bemoan the 114-year-old institution for changing their policies to become more inclusive. Oh my God, inclusivity. One of them described an even more devastating consequence. What will become of the cookies? Won't someone please?
Those are Girl Scout cookies.
He said maybe some scout will sell you cookies and you won't know. Hey, are these Girl Scout cookies? I don't know. We can't call them Girl Scout cookies. They're just cookies.
Oh, that's tragedy.
Yeah. Appliances and what they call your cookies. Pardon me?
They make it sound as if they presume they've created policies that allow Girl Scouts to be working in the factories making the cookies. You know, it's ridiculous. I was in scouting. My sisters were in scouting. People should be happy that anybody is still joining these organizations and allowing them to continue to exist.
Yeah.
Part of the equation here.
Yeah. Ay. It's just, as I keep saying, just fictional, stupid issues that don't affect anyone's lives. You know, are the M&M's shoes make her humble enough? I mean, I just can't anymore. When, you know, we're facing such an existential crisis. Carl Frisch always says, if you have energy left on election day, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
All right, Carl.
Well, you're so tired, you can hardly wake up the day after the election.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, honey. See you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
Right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel and my new ring light. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's been supporting the big lie. Look at you. Look at you, you fresh-faced little ingenue.
Oh.
And you too. Look at, we all smile at each other with our Genucel faces.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just telling you, this is the time to do it. Genucel is celebrating their 25th anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. I cross-train my face, Chris.
Oh.
I like to, yeah, like facial confusion, like muscle confusion. It's good for you.
So you cross-train
like... I sometimes do immediate effects under my eyes, and I sometimes do the Gen 90 for under eye wrinkles and the forehead wrinkles.
So this isn't the same kind of cross-training as Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No. Okay. No, it does not involve having sex with anyone else's husband.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Allegedly. Okay, or is it? Okay, anyway, my point is, we love our Genucel XV every morning, don't we? Celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare, once-in-a-lifetime prices. For a limited time, get 70% off, plus that extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale's gone, it's gone, baby, gone. Genucel.com/Stephanie right now and get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. CozyEarth.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
Oh, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about
them. That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to WePrevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, America.
we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was finishing putting Dr. Marty's in the bowl, or those little dogs will kill me.
All right.
I've already explained how two 10-pound dogs take up more space in my bed than the two previous 100-pound dogs I had.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they do it. I'm going to guess Dr. Marty's is the difference.
It is.
Right? I thought I was feeding my old dogs a premium dog food, meat meal, the first ingredient.
I sucked
as a mother.
Yeah, that's not
good. They didn't have the strength to push me out of bed. These little lepers. Rank them like a sled team. Dr. Marty's, I'm just saying, the best food in the world. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, antioxidants.
Oh.
All of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, blueberries.
Yummy.
Jody seemed very intent about this whole, I like I'm a scientist. I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Marty is, though.
Superfoods, yeah. Yes. Forbes magazine has called Dr. Marty the miracle worker. Why? Because this is the miracles he's performed with dogs. Superfoods, I'm telling you. I did a health reset myself with superfoods. This is what I would feed real children if I had them. But my, personality is too objectionable to have that. But dogs love you no matter what.
True.
And I'm the best dog mom ever now because of Dr. Marty. Thank you, Dr. Marty. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. You get 54% off your Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, message and data rates may apply. 56 minutes after the hour, sexy liberal Hal Sparks coming up, Dr. Doom and Dana Goldberg.
Yep.
That's a lot of sexy, a lot of liberal.
It is.
Is all I'm saying. One legal analyst was talking about the Stormy trial. She said, I guess they realized how devastating she was, so all of a sudden it's too prejudicial, move for a mistrial, everything's different. That's what cross-examination is for, by the way. That's how you know it went well, if they're trying to seek a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always going to be whining and screaming. It's Trump,
yeah.
and his stupid attorneys. And like you said, Jody, he sustained... In fact, he actually, I think, was kind of needling Trump's lawyers to do a better job.
Yeah.
He's just, how, whatever in detail her testimony was.
Mm-hmm.
But you were saying, where's the grounds for appeal when he sustained
their
objections to, oh, this is too much detail or whatever. He seemed, if anything, overly protective of Trump, given that he, a porn star. That's what this trial is about. And you're going to put the porn actress on the stand. You have to testify to what the thing is he was trying to cover up. Anyway. Sunday Divine says, Aileen Cannon makes me wish I had more middle fingers.
Oh.
Love that. She also said, Trumpism is like climate change. It's already here. It has done irreparable damage. And even if we take action now, we will be dealing with its impact for the rest of our lives. It's so true. That is so true and so depressing. Real quick, Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Go ahead.
Good morning. A little quick tea on the Fannie Willis situation.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
As an attorney, I get a lot of campaign donation-type emails, including ones from judges.
Yeah.
And I noted with interest that one of the campaign one of the chairs for Judge McAfee is former Governor Roy Barnes, who was the governor and Democrat, by the way, that Fonny had asked previously,
right.
And he said he rejected it because he didn't want to have security for the rest of his life.
Oh, right. Yeah.
More okay. important.
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. Dr. Doom next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we bring on our ongoing friend and contributor, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, to take a comical look back at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.